Mick, how are you this morning?
Fine, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You recently wrote a piece that I found pretty compelling, considering I kind of experienced what you wrote. I recently went to a boys' basketball game, and the boys' game was first, and the ladies' game was second. And then just prior to that, I went to a game where the girls' game was first and the boys' was second. And you wrote a column about this, and I thought it was interesting. Well, where'd you get the idea?
Well, I had been talking to different coaches, boys and girls, and they just thought the whole thing was ridiculous. And this was brought on by the Michigan Women's Commission, filed a civil rights complaint against the Capital Area Conference because they would have the girls play first and the boys second on Friday nights. And they said, well, that's treating them like second-class citizens, and they should get the opportunity to play second. And philosophically, they're absolutely correct. But realistically, what happens is, the beginning of the story was what's the quickest way to empty the gym after a boys' varsity basketball game? And the answer is, begin a girls' basketball game. And that's what happens. Everybody leaves.
And it's interesting to watch the mass exodus. It made me think back to the time where the girls had the fall all to themselves.
Absolutely.
I know you were looking for equal rights. I know that most states do it.
Yes.
But I'll never get over the fact that I like the fact that the girls had that stage to themselves.
Yes, and this is all about two women from Grand Rapids and a crackpot judge. The two women were upset that their daughters weren't able to play more AAU club volleyball during the winter because their volleyball season was during the winter. Therefore, they thought they were being cheated out of college scholarships, which is not what high school athletics is supposed to be about. So they went to court and won, and on appeal, they won all the way through. And people say, well, how can they possibly win? And it's because they took the common sense out of it. Forget the fact that our girls got more volleyball. We're like eighth in the country in high school-age girls, and I believe we were fourth or fifth in Division I volleyball scholarships and right up there with girls' basketball scholarships. But the fact is, whenever it went to appeal, the appeal judges, they just didn't understand what we had here, and they just said, well, 48 states do it this way. These guys do it that way. They got to be the ones in the wrong. And so the MHSA lost its appeal every single time.
Mick, a quote you put in here was very interesting. In basketball, whether the boys or the girls, it's the traditional pattern for playing basketball has been that the JV team plays first and the varsity second.
Yes.
Tom Wilson, a conference commissioner, said that the second team gets the advantage of more people being out of work and being able to attend these games. And then he goes on to say, for those reasons, the girls have to be the ones to play first. That puts the girls in a subservient position again.
Yes, and in their mind, that's exactly what happens. But the reality is, these people aren't coming and to the boys' game and staying for the girls. Another point about the whole change is on Tuesdays in the CAAC, in a lot of places, they play same day, opposite site, meaning the boys might be at home. That means the girls are on the road. So last week in Lansing, we had an unbelievable crowd for the East Lansing Eastern basketball game, right?
Mm-hmm.
The boys was absolutely packed at East Lansing, right? That meant that East Lansing and Lansing Eastern girls were playing over at Eastern. Not including JV players, 33 people there. 19 paid admissions for the girls' game. Didn't even cover the cost of the referees.
And what was interesting is one of the Lansing Eastern players said, and I quote here, we'd rather have people seeing us play in the fourth quarter, the most important part of the game, as opposed to leaving while we're warming up. That's embarrassing.
Yes, exactly. And that's something that the commission didn't understand when they reached the agreement. Now they're saying, oh, this is a flawed system. Well, it's their flawed system they came up with by having the girls play second. So now they want their next possibility is that they're going to file a suit and say these doubleheaders are discriminating against girls because they either play first when they're the JVs or they play second when everybody's leaving. So now what they're going to do is say the boys have to leave Fridays, and sometimes they'll play Thursday and sometimes they'll play Friday, and you know they'll switch it with the girls. They may do it by season or they may do it every other weekend. The answer in most states is Saturdays. A lot of states will play Saturday games. The state of Michigan, we never had to, and frankly, the athletic directors don't want for themselves and the janitorial staff to have to be there another day, especially a non-school day.
Well, bottom line, no matter what they do, Mick, people are still going to flock to the boys' games and not flock as much to the girls' game.
Right, exactly.
And you can't make them.
You can't legislate that as much as you want. I mean, one of the athletic directors said, well, can't we say that the parents have to stay for the girls' game? No, you can't do that. It's a shame. I mean, this whole thing, two moms, one crackpot judge messed everything up.
Have a good day.
You too.